You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Wonderful Wacky Family. These hilarious stories about other people's relatives will make you laugh out loud. And I'm sure you think your own family has its own share of wacky but wonderful relatives. So today's stories are about moms and how moms always know best. And we're going to start with a story that made me laugh out loud from Joshua Mark. Joshua tells us that his mother was the queen of the cautionary tale. He says, first of all, she was a great storyteller, but she also understood that line from Hemingway that every true story ends in death, and made sure to impress that on all of us kids. I can't remember a single cautionary tale that didn't end in death, no matter how simple the lesson might be. You didn't want to clean up your room? Well, fine, but you'll just end up like little Bobby Samuels, who tripped over the blocks he left on the floor and struck his head on the dresser, and they later found him, dead. That was the final word of every story, dead, and always delivered with emphasis. Joshua's mom told him about a little boy who didn't wear socks with his shoes. He developed a blister on his foot and he got blood poisoning. He was later found in an alley, dead. A little girl who didn't look both ways before she ran off the bus and started across the street, dead. When Joshua and his brother started driving, the stories evolved, like the one about the importance of clearing the exhaust of the car in winter after snowstorm and not sitting in the car while it warmed up unless they had done so. You don't want to end up like the Stevens boys, said Joshua's mom. They went out one morning to clear the snow from their dad's car. It was cold, so they got in while it was warming up, but they hadn't cleared the exhaust, and they suffocated on carbon monoxide. They were later found in the front seat together, dead. The stories went on even after Joshua was married, now tailored to the different ways he and his wife could do something wrong and be found dead. Joshua says, looking back, I remember these tales fondly, but when I was a kid, they could sometimes be annoying. And there were plenty of times when I was a teenager that I thought Ma was more than a little crazy. How on earth could she possibly know so many dead people? And if the stories were all made up, how were we supposed to keep believing them? It seemed like any time anyone did anything, they wound up dead. But for the most part, I loved the stories, and so did my brother and sisters. Even when I was a teen and thought she was crazy, I knew she only told us these stories because she loved us and wanted us to be safe. Susan Zwirn has another story about a mom, in this case, one who very wisely handles her teenage daughter's car accident. Susan had just gotten her license at age 19 after 5 attempts to pass the road test. And then she scratched the whole side of the family car while backing out of her college parking lot. Her dad was on a business trip at the time, and her mom was very nervous about telling him what had happened to his cherished car. And then she had a great idea. When Susan's dad called that night from his trip and asked how everything was, her mom said, "Not too good. Susie is pregnant. Oh, and by the way, she also smacked up the car." There was dead silence on the other end of the phone until Susan's dad finally responded, "Oh my God, that's terrible." He wasn't worried about the car, but he wanted to know who the father was. When her mom confessed that she had made up the pregnancy story, her dad was so relieved that he didn't care about the car at all. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Wonderful Wacky Family. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just check the Submit Your Story section of our website to see the topics we're working on. You'll find writing guidelines as well, so you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about why you should hit the streets and share that Christmas joy from our recent bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.